Five, four, three, two, one, fire.
You are listening to StMichaelsPod.com. We have taken over control of your iPod or other MP3 listening device. Resistance is futile at this point. God's message will not self-destruct, whether you choose to accept his mission or not. At this time, we recommend that you relax, let go, and let God.
Hello, listeners. This is Michael Barone from StMichaelsPod.com. And I know it's been a while since I posted, but I have some exciting news which I know will be of interest to every one of you, old or young. www.stmichaelspod.com has been given a wonderful gift which I want to pass on to all of you. I want to tell you about something that is very alarming and directly affects us as podcasters and our listeners. We have an obligation, seriously, to pass this along to all of our listeners and anyone who has ears to hear. I'm going to tell you something pretty scary now, but I'm also going to tell you one excellent way to avoid this thing and to protect all of your loved ones from it. Please listen to me and act on my advice. You will save yourself and your loved ones from much future suffering and regret, I promise you. I recently did some digging and found many studies which are being done on hearing loss in the USA and around the world due to poor listening habits of people using iPods and other MP3 listening devices. It's easy to see that our whole world is going deaf at a very rapid rate because we will listen at all levels, which can be permanently damaging to our hearing as fast as in 15 minutes. This is a hearing loss that's irreversible and it's heartbreaking. Think of the music that you will be missing if you go deaf. The fact that we own and use our iPods and other MP3 players is a testament to the fact that we love our music and our podcasts too. The studies available on my site, StMichaelsPod.com, clearly show that we are all going deaf very quickly, and what's worse is we are deafening the next few generations as well. If you're a parent, you really need to see these studies. They are very scary, and the predictions for our future are pretty dire unless we begin to do something about the problem. Fortunately, I have one of the answers, and it's a good one too. Now, I've been watching a certain technology for 20 plus years, which is finally emerging in a user-friendly manner. This technology is called bone conduction, and it's been around since Beethoven's time. If you know the story, he finished his final symphonies even when he was mostly deaf. Many people attribute this to a false idea that he knew the music so well he just remembered where the notes were. Certainly Ludwig von was a genius. However, those in the know are aware of his use of bone conduction to hear the sounds, which enabled him to complete his works. By biting down on a wooden rod placed against the piano, he could hear the notes even after his normal hearing was mostly gone. Now, we know most normal hearing works this way. There are sound waves that travel through the air, and they're collected by the outside of our ears, and the ear is shaped in a funnel sort of shape to corral those sound waves and drive them into the eardrum. The eardrum actually has a few very tiny bones behind it, which move back and forth when the drum receives the sound waves. Those bones and move over tiny little nerve endings back and forth, generating electric impulses, which are read and converted into what our brain tells us is sound. With bone conduction technology, the sound wave is introduced to the bones around our ear, the jawbone and other parts of the skull, which vibrate those same tiny little bones on the inner ear and the eardrum, and we perceive the sound that way rather than through our eardrum. Now, because I know this technology may seem kind of foreign to my listeners, let me assure you that you experience it every single day. For example, if you take a second right now and lightly scratch the back of your head with your fingernails somewhere between your ears, you will hear it through bone conduction. Go ahead and try it. I'll wait right here. Okay, now, think about chewing a carrot or eating something crunchy like Captain Crunch cereal. You know how loud that is inside your head? Yet it's hardly noticeable to someone sitting right next to you. That is, if you chew with your mouth closed, like you're supposed to. So please, believe me, bone conduction hearing is very normal and very familiar to you already. Now, 25 or so years ago, I was involved in a marketing project for a company called JS&A. They made a product called a bone phone. If you're old enough to remember 25 years ago, you'll recall that we had transistor radios and boom boxes that you held on your shoulder with one arm curled around it like a monkey, kind of, you know? When JS&A came out with the bone phone, it was going to be all the rage. It was a tube-like, sash-like device which was made for snow skiers to wrap around their shoulders, and it played music through your collarbone. It was very cool. You could ski and listen to your favorite tunes hands-free. Again, very cool at the time. Being a young entrepreneur, I approached the owners of Bonephone and asked if I could help market the product. I was given 120 Bonephones to use for a marketing survey, which I conducted on teens and young adults at Snow Trail Ski Resort in Mansfield, Ohio. I spent 2 weeks loaning out Bonephones to the area ski clubs that frequented the resort. After an evening of skiing with the Bonephone, I would ask the skiers to fill out a survey, asking things like if they liked the experience, what if anything they didn't like about it, how much they would pay weekly to rent a Bonephone. I mean, think they were renting their ski equipment anyway, most of them, and how much they might pay to buy one if they wanted one as a present. My survey was run through a chi-squared analysis, which was a way to show back then what was called a confidence level of a product or a service being tested. Now, my confidence levels for the Bonephone were astronomical. Everyone loved it. Okay? So, I know you're all asking yourselves, okay, what's the rest of the story? We all know Michael is a poor church-working kind of guy. So why is he not a rich billionaire who owns land in Aspen, Colorado? Okay, three words in the answer. The Sony Walkman. It killed me! About 4 weeks after I had completed my survey, I was up at the ski slope getting ready to sell the resort on buying a few thousand Bonephones when some young skier who had remembered me from the weeks before strolled up to me and said, "Hey, I remember you. You had that Bone radio thing. Hey, check this out." And with that, my world fell apart as he pulled out a small set of the tiniest earphones I had ever seen, connected to a small gray rectangle that hung on his belt, the Sony Walkman. Needless to say, I was devastated. Now, I know that the Walkman is huge compared to our nifty little iPods of today, but back then it was the killer thing to have. Within weeks, everyone had one for Christmas and birthdays and so forth, and the Bonephone, although it was a very different and more enjoyable experience, was gone and pretty much forgotten. All that was left for me was some bitter memories every time I bit into a carrot or crunched down on some Captain Crunch cereal. Gone, but sadly not forgotten. But wait, now fast forward to earlier this year. I was digging through my old stuff and came across the old Bonephone. By the way, a new set of 4 batteries, and it still works like a charm. I can't tell you how many Walkman units I have lost or trashed over the years, but it's been a lot. I decided to look into the bone conduction technology to see what advances had been made in the last 20 years. I have to tell you, and here's the exciting part, bone conduction technology is alive and well, and it's better than ever. The best part is that it will save your hearing from the dangerous levels of the iPod and other MP3 listening devices. Please allow me to introduce you to the Audio Bone headphone. There's a company in Japan called Golden Dance Limited, which has 7 patents on this new set of bone conduction headphones. They call it the Audio Bone. And I'm telling you, they are excellent. Completely compatible with your iPod, they do not, I repeat, for your deafened ears, they do not go in your ears. The Audio Bone sits right in front and above your ears, kind of like you're wearing sunglasses backwards on your head. The best part is the bone conduction technology bypasses your eardrums completely. The possibility of damaging your hearing is incredibly reduced, and the sound is just phenomenal. Studies are being done in Atlanta, Georgia by a PhD down there, and they show that bone conduction is far safer than in-ear or on-ear earphones, or earbuds particularly. Also, just like eating that carrot and eating cereal, and that seems really loud to your brain, the person sitting next to you usually won't even be able to hear the Audio Bone headphones. How many times have you walked past someone with earbuds in and heard that little high-frequency part of the song? It's all the music leaking out. With the Audio Bone headphones, that doesn't happen because it's not blasting the other person's eardrums and bouncing back out. The sound is not even going into their ears. It's transmitting through their bones. Now, to add some wildness to an already incredible product, if you put your fingers in your ears while you have the Audio Bone on, the sound actually gets louder. I'm not kidding. This is an amazing thing. Talk about cool and safe. These are seriously a gift from God to help save our hearing. There are so many applications for these headphones that I get choked up just trying to get them all out. Listen up, if your earbuds have not already deafened you beyond hearing me, you can use the Audio Bone headphone with your iPod, with your desktop computer, with some cell phones. Office workers in close proximity with others can each have their own music on without a cacophony of sound in the office. Factory workers with earplugs protecting their hearing can put the Audio Bone on and enjoy music even with their earplugs in their ears, because the Audio Bone does not go in your ear. It stays outside like wearing sunglasses backwards. You can go to my website at www.stmichaelspod.com and see them for yourself. They come in many great colors, black, blue, orange, pink, and some other colors are coming along as well. Now, the AudioBone is totally waterproof. This is so cool. So you can swim and shower wearing them, but you do need to waterproof your iPod or MP3 player, so you can do that. There are some inexpensive kits which you can buy, and that'll take care of it for you. You can actually wear them when you're swimming. Just like putting your fingers in your ears when you have on the AudioBone increases the sound, so will swimming when you're underwater. It does the exact same thing. Now, think of computer labs in your library or your school, your elementary school, your college, where there are many users at once, and it often requires the use of the old deafening headsets or earbuds. How about this? Since you don't have anything in your ears, you can still hear everything around you. You have a perfectly normal conversation with your neighbor or somebody next to you, and they don't even know that you're listening to music while you speak to them. It's so cool. Parents, if your children put earbuds or earphones on to tune you out, and the rest of the world is gone to them, this is the answer for reuniting your family on those long car trips and around the home. Parents, if you've got a young musician around the house, a keyboard player, an electronic drummer, or perhaps a rock puppy on the electric guitar, and all you're having is the endless rounds of Smoke on the Water or Stairway to Heaven, all you have to do is buy a small little 79 cents adapter. You put it on the end of the AudioBone plug. You plug it directly into their amplifier headphone set, and you can have them play all they want to without damaging their hearing and without bothering you or the neighbors. Especially if you live in something like an apartment that has cheap walls, you don't have to worry about anybody hearing it except for that wonderful musician until they get much, much better. That's right. You gotta get an AudioBone. These are just phenomenal. Runners, walkers, joggers. I see you guys with your iPods. You've got one earbud in and one earbud dangling so that you can hear cars and other possible things around you that are dangerous. How do you decide which earbud to leave in? Now, some older songs, like the Beatles stuff, is recorded in early stereo where one ear will be all the singing and the other is all the music. The AudioBone is your answer. You can hear the music in stereo in your head and still hear everything going on around you. All this with a huge safety factor. Folks, I'm not kidding. Please take advantage of my 25 years of experience with this technology. Check out the AudioBone headphones on my site and order a pair for yourself and you and your friends and your children and your grandchildren. I honestly believe that earbuds will be outlawed in a few years as the bone conduction technology comes to light. If you don't believe me, okay, go out and try to find glasses made with non-shatterproof glass. 25 years ago, we just hoped that folks wearing glasses would not get hit by anything that might shatter them. Now you couldn't find a pair of glasses with non-shatterproof lenses if your life depended on it. So why not beat the curve and be the first to have the it thing this year? And on top of all this, I was able to arrange a special deal with the company's distributor in America, a company called Game Changers Innovations. Game Changers has agreed to give $10 off the price to anyone using this St. Michael's Pod special podcast code. It's simply MIKE001. All you have to do is go to the Game Changers website, www.audioboneheadphones.com. That's www.audioboneheadphones.com. And you can order them using my special code. It's MIKE001. MIKE001. And while you're there at their website, you can see a 2-minute demo if you like on how they work, and you can see the colors that are available as well. Now, I promise you, you won't be sorry if you do this. Also, Game Changers warranties the AudioBone for 6 months, so you can't miss with these guys. Now, Christmas is coming, and this would be an excellent way to give a gift that kicks it up a notch without deafening your loved ones. Please, 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 I'm begging you to get a pair or two or three of these and save your hearing and the hearing of everyone you know. Tell everyone about this phenomenal new product. You may pass on my code MIKE001, that's MIKE001, to anyone you know. Please do. Please pass it on. Tell all other podcasters that you know about this. Game Changers will donate a small portion back to me for anyone using my code, MIKE001. But that's not the main reason I'm so excited about this. I'm excited because we can finally rock on without losing the music. Once again, Game Changers' website is www.audioboneheadphones.com. Go to www.audioboneheadphones.com. Order your AudioBone today. Trust me, you're going to love this. God bless you all. This is Mike Barone from St. Michael's Pod saying be good and be holy.
Listen here and listen good, Mr. Smarty Pants. This podcast is copyrighted to Michael A. Barone and is not to be used in any form without his written permission. To do so would be a violation of all copyright law. So there.